This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin
Armory. Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
They are the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of the Reformation line, and they are the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I don't know what's going on I don't know if everybody cut the grass today or what, but I'm just horse today with the H-O-A horse. Anyway, I decided, let's play the game tonight. Let's play the game. The Second Amendment is so clear and simple that only a leftist, aided by a half-wit leftist law school professor, Terriot, that is to real lawyering as Jerry Nadler is to the Chippendales, could pretend to be confused about its meaning with a straight face. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The whole shall not be infringed part is a real problem for the left, since collectivist Castro channelers prefer that we Americans be defenseless serfs, existing at the government's mercy, when we should be armed, freedom-loving citizens, with the personal firepower to veto their pinko utopian schemes. So they fixate on the 2A's passing reference to the militia, spinning a little statement that recognizes that a militia is a good thing into a directive to cancel out the whole citizens having guns part of the Second Amendment. In other words, they want to defeat its very purpose. It's a silly interpretation, and that's not even remotely, it's not even remotely asserted in good faith. But why not put aside all the constitutional arguments supporting our right to PACI and just call their militia bluff? Maybe we should reinvigorate the concept of a militia in our great nation, if only to annoy the leftists. So, pick up your weapon and fall in. Let's do this thing. America, let's get our militia on. What is a militia, anyway? It's not goofy dudes in camo playing army. It's the American people. It was those farmers and blacksmiths and the other assorted non-hipsters who the Brits tried to disarm and who got all shooty in response. Now today, it's us. It's you and me. It's regular citizens with military arms so they can cap criminals and tyrants like bosses, just as nature intended. That well-regulated part is what the Second Amendment truthers focus on. But their analysis here, as with everything, is all wrong. They think Congress can well-regulate the militia into oblivion, presuming to misuse the clause to regulate away any right of actual citizens to have firearms, with the ultimate goal of a militia that can't be militant. That violates the principle that you do not interpret constitutional provisions in such a way as to negate them. But the leftists hate the Bill of Rights, so what do you expect? So just for fun, let's assume Congress can regulate the militia instead of the individual states outside of the situation set forth in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, to provide for the calling of the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. If so, then Congress has already chosen, clearly chosen, to regulate the militia by not really regulating it much at all. They've left it to us to prepare ourselves for armed service, primarily by privately owning guns. And many of us do our duty. But tragically, there's millions of Americans who lack the effective modern weapons they need. This must change. You see that militia reference? When read as the leftists wish to read it, means Congress can regulate the militia to be more than it is now. And for you leftists who are talking about the militia, so fine, let's make the militia a thing again. First, we need to start by regulating the militia's exact composition. United States Code Title 10, 246, defines the militia as follows. The militia of the United States consists of all able-bodied males at least 17 years of age, and except as provided for in Section 313 of Title 32, under 45 years of age, who are or have made a declaration of intention to become citizens of the United States, and a female citizens of the United States who are members of the National Guard. That's way too restrictive, as well as sexist and cis-normative. The modern militia should consist of all healthy, law-abiding American citizens and those intending to become American citizens between 17 and, I don't know, dead. After all, back in the olden days, if you made it to 35, you were pretty much Joe Biden-like at that moment. Everybody, basically, if you aren't nuts, incapacitated, a crook, or as old as a leading Democrat candidate, you're in the militia. And that's good, because a republic requires participation. Way too long, we've outsourced the vital duties of individual citizens to our great first responders and organized military no more. Time to step up. You're in the Army now. Sort of. We all are. The militia, listen to me, the militia is not the National Guard, which, you know. I served in the U.S. Army, which had the National Guard as a component of it. A reserve component of it. People like to say that the National Guard is the militia, but most of the time they don't know what they're talking about. Review 10 U.S.C. 246. The combined Army and Air Force Guard membership of 2019 is about 442,000 people, and that's about 0.01% of the 329 million Americans, not even close to the even limited Section 246 membership. And the Guard is an organized reserve component of the United States that operates under state control except when mobilized. People in the National Guard, their uniform doesn't say National Guard, it reads U.S. Army. A lot of people that have spent a lot of time in active duty go to the National Guard. I thought about it, I said no. It is an awesome and vital force, but it's not the militia. It's not a militia. The idea of a militia is that it includes almost everybody, but everybody can't join the military. The militia is different. It's about all of us doing our part personally for our nation, like answering a jury summons or paying taxes. Time, people, to do your duty. Time to get well regulated. And unfortunately for some people, that means owning a weapon. Not having rules, but owning a weapon. Regulated means being supplied in the same way, trained in the same way, outfitted in the same way. Now, right now in the United States, the M16/M4 is our current classic military weapon, and every member of the militia should have one or an appropriate analog. You want to go with a 7.62mm battle rifle instead of 5.56? That's okay with me. That's your prerogative. As a member of the modern militia, you need to provide your own kit, and kit item number one is some kind of rifle. You need to be able to defend yourself, your family, your community, and your constitution, whether an AR, AK, FAL, SIG, HK, or something else. Whatever high-velocity acronym you want to use. When we get back, I'll finish this. But if they want to play the militia, if they want to say, well, you know, nobody's a part of the militia. The militia is a national good. Okay, okay. Listen, leftists, I'll play your stupid game, too. But, you know, all you got to do is read a little bit about history, read a little bit about current law, and then, you know, maybe make a 17 to dead, make that change in the requirements. And that's not what you meant for it to be now, is it? I'll finish them off when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. For those of you that need to get a rifle to join the militia, that's a good place to start. So when we last left off, if there was some music from from the World Turns or something, we would be picking it up from here. Because I'm talking about what it's going to take. Let's go ahead and refire up the militia now. Now, I've already told you need to have a true battle rifle or its analog to be in the militia. That's a prerequisite. That's part of being well-regulated. That means being equipped. So we want you equipped, and we want to win. You need to have a pistol, too. This is called a secondary weapon. If you have a way to carry a third weapon, a supplementary shotgun is not bad. But it is optional. Training, well, we don't need a huge amount other than requiring citizens to maintain proficiency on their firearms. Every citizen can show up for a month at 18 years old and take a break from dope smoking and their crappy Taylor Swift music to learn some basics, including safe weapons, handling procedures. Also, it would be a good time to do some basic life-saving first aid training, stop the bleeding, treating shock, CPR. That's not just vital for when the lead flies, but what if you come... what if you come upon a car wreck? And a fellow citizen has face dived through the windshield and is spurting from an artery. What do you do? Oh, yeah, I'm in the militia. I have the training. It saves just one life, right? Once initial training is done, then citizens can do, they can be assigned to local militia units with an annual muster. Everyone gathers with their basic equipment, updates contact info, touches base with the leadership, goes home after a barbecue to a regular life upon... until being called up. Don't think that you could ever be called up either. During the 1992 riots in Los Angeles, there was military personnel on the street. Another week after the 1994 Northridge earthquake. Right now in Los Angeles, they could really use a militia because the ground is shaking as we speak. And people in Los Angeles and in California, in that part of California, are unready. There's no gun control that California doesn't love. And while they're out there telling everybody that's that lives in these areas, no, you can't have a gun. At the same time, they're also saying, when the big one hits, expect to be without services for at least 4 weeks. But they say that with a straight face. Now, how long do you think there would be some nonsense going down if everyone in the street is carrying a rifle and is actually just maintaining order? Well, the short answer is not very long. It's not too much to ask citizens to take a personal responsibility for their own country. And the ultimate responsibility is to defend it. And that's why the Second Amendment's militia reference, taken seriously, means not stripping Americans of their ability to defend their freedom, but it means enhancing it. After all, for the security of a free state, it's necessary that every healthy, law-abiding American citizen owns a real combat rifle and is ready to deploy on a moment's notice to protect our people and our Constitution. That's what it means. That's the literal meaning of the Second Amendment. Now, I don't want to rock the boat. I have enough AR rifles here for everybody in my family to have at least one. Ditto with handguns. I have a decent amount of ammo. I don't have a long campaign of ammo, but hopefully my brethren in my local area and my sisters and everybody would sit around and, join up with me. But... the Second Amendment is about fighting to preserve the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You could call it the American way of life if you want to. It's not, the Second Amendment as written is not a scripture for gun grabbers to look at and say, ah, there you see, well regulated. Just take a moment and, you know, back in the day when I was a kid growing up in Columbia, South Carolina in 1976, you could still watch things on television like Three Stooges, Andy Clyde, a whole host of things of these post-vaudevillians that had actually gotten into talking film. And this came from a bygone era from, you know, the 30s. And back in those days, if everybody was having a gay old time, that meant that people were having fun. Segue to when I was a kid and somebody was talking about gay, and I knew a couple of girls that were actually named gay, and, now the context was beginning to change in the 70s, and now, of course, we know what that means, although it also means happy, but it's not used in that context today. So the leftists know that words, the context of words can change in the modern vernacular, depending on which era it lives in. So while they pretend to make out like regulated means we can make rules, they know what it means. The North Vietnamese, as late as, you know, the late 60s and 70s, they referred to as regulars. And they were called regulars because they, you know, they were uniform. Uniform means the same. Put together the same, trained the same, led by the same people, equipped the same. That's what regulated means. That's what a regular is. So, by all means, I am ready to strike up the militia. Don't expect me to run. That's not happening. And don't expect me to get out there and do too much stuff that's going to cause me to get tired. Because I did my time. But I'll be there. I'll give you what I got. I'll give you what I have. Bring a bag, sure, because, you know, I'm going to get tired. But I have the stuff. I've got the equipment. Join me. Have the equipment. Every sponsor I've got on the show can equip you. So all you got to do is listen to the listen to the commercials and go to the websites. And, you know, you too can be well regulated. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill funding the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is headed to the Senate after passage by the House. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the Senate will take it up before the summer recess. House Republican from New York Peter King says the phrase "never forget" needs to mean something.
This involves the commitment of the United States to always stand with and be with those who put their lives in the line for the rest of us.
The Gulf Coast continues to brace for Tropical Storm Barry as it continues inland. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is urging people to be prepared for heavy rain and strong winds.
Our coast has already begun to experience some tropical storm force winds this morning. The track has moved slightly west with landfall currently expected still around the Morgan City area.
The storm is expected to make landfall late Friday night or early Saturday morning. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Recently we saw Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. He decided to try to enact a raft of gun control laws in the Old Dominion, and it went down in flames when the GOP-controlled legislature abruptly adjourned the special session that Governor Kuhneman had called in the wake of the Virginia Beach shooting. This was a naked political play meant to deflect attention from news of his inconvenient racial past and take advantage of what he figured would be intense public pressure to do something about gun violence. They took somewhere between 90 minutes and 2 hours to call and end the whole charade without enacting even one item on his extensive gun control wish list. That was a defeat for the cause of civilian disarmament. But this was a no-lose proposition for Northam. He gets to look like he's doing something about gun violence, no matter what the legislature does or doesn't do. And he puts Republicans in the difficult position of having to vote on common-sense gun control measures after a tragedy. If they vote some of the measures into law, he looks like a hero. He and his fellow civilian disarmament fans win, and the red-shirted moms will dutifully applaud and tweet the huzzas. If the GOP, by some miracle, develops a spine and rejects Northam's proposals, he can rail against them for ignoring 12 dead bodies and failing to address gun violence in an election year. Right now in Virginia, the gun rights supporters can thank the heavens that the miraculous development of GOP intestinal fortitude actually happened. But now comes the election year political battle. After that rejection of his gun control gambit, the state now becomes the focus for a significant battle over gun rights and the anti-gun left's attempts to roll those freedoms back. We get this from the AP. Deep-pocketed interest groups and activists on both sides of the long-running fight over gun laws are gearing up for a major clash in Virginia. Now a key election battleground in the issue after Republicans on Tuesday adjourned to a special legislative session called by the governor to consider gun control measures in the wake of a mass shooting. Remember that phrase, mass shooting. States off your election will be closely watched because Virginia is the only state where control of the legislature is up for grabs in 2019. Republicans currently hold a narrow majority. GOP lawmakers abruptly ended the session after less than 2 hours and postponed any movement on gun laws until after the November election. Democrats and gun control advocates vowed to force them from office. Chris Brown, president of the Brady Gun Control Group, said in a statement, "If these leaders want to enact solutions that their own constituents are demanding, then we're going to fight tooth and nail for representatives who will." Scores of gun control advocates got together Tuesday outside the Capitol, jeering at Republicans like House Speaker Kirk Cox, But meanwhile, hundreds of gun rights supporters filed through a legislative office building to meet with lawmakers in a show of force against stricter gun laws. National Rifle Association spokeswoman Catherine Mortensen called it deja vu in Virginia. The gun control lobby says this in every election cycle, and time again, the hundreds of thousands of Virginians who support their fundamental right to self-defense go to the polls. This year, the gun control lobby is screaming louder than ever in an effort to distract voters from scandals involving top Democrats. Virginia is generally considered a gun-friendly state, is home to the NRA headquarters. It's home to the Gun Owners of America headquarters. The General Assembly has rejected numerous gun control bills, including several proposed for the special session, year after year. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's gun control group made a splash at the tail end of the 2015 legislative elections by announcing they were going to spend $2.2 million on two open state Senate races to help the Democratic candidates. The Republicans, this sort of caught them off guard. They were shocked how much he was going to spend. But the spending did not appear to make much difference. One Bloomberg-backed candidate won in a Northern Virginia district that has voted reliably Democrat by large margins in past elections, while the other Democratic nominees lost in pivotal swing seats in the Richmond area. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam summoned the Republican legislature to the Capitol to address gun violence in the wake of the May 31st attack that killed a dozen people in Virginia Beach. He put forward a package of 8 gun control measures and called for votes and laws, not thoughts and prayers, in response to the massacre. Republicans said it was Northam, still dealing with the fallout of a blackface scandal, that almost drove him from office, who had acted improperly. They assigned the state's bipartisan crime commission to study policy proposals that might have prevented the shooting. Senator Mark Abendschein said, quite frankly, we need to take a little bit deeper look at those issues and actually do something rather than stage manage a boat in which we're just trying to embarrass each other. Said it was a lot of hype for nothing. I'm a little disappointed in everyone, actually. I don't feel like the common normal person, the normal American, is represented anymore. It's frustrating. Special session got off to a chaotic start with the Republican Senate Majority Leader averting a mutiny in the GOP caucus by publicly disavowing a gun control bill he proposed only a day earlier. On Monday, that leader, Tommy Norment, shocked fellow Republicans by filing surprise legislation to broadly ban guns in any government building statewide. The GOP caucus went insane, and they controlled the chamber by a slim 2019 vote. His top vote counter, Senator Bill Stanley, resigned his majority whip in protest. But the departure did not last long. Stanley said Norment apologized and asked Stanley to reconsider his resignation. They quickly restored him to his own position, and Norment announced that he would throw out his own bill. After they adjourned, Northam issued a statement saying it was shameful and disappointing. The Republicans refused to do their jobs and take immediate action to save lives. The Virginia Beach attack began when a civil engineer opened fire. Police said Dwayne Craddock used two legally obtained semi-automatic handguns and a suppressor and extended ammunition magazines to kill 12 people at a municipal building. Craddock was then killed in a gun battle with police. So, gun control as a distraction, if you will. Gun control as a distraction. And that's just for starters. That part of it all is very entertaining for me to consider. Because I've had discussions with my senior senators. With his staff. And they seem to think sparring in the Senate over gun control is great sport. And I simply ask, why would you guys even consider that? Why is that out there? It sort of seems like you're walking out on a tightrope without a pole, without a net, without a belt. Why would you do that? But, hey, that's politicians for you. They seem to get out there and they seem to forget what it took to get them where they are. On a relatively regular basis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. From furniture to business essentials, all at great prices every day. And now, buy one ream of Staples copied paper, get one free. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 7/13/19. Valid on SKU 135855, while supplies last.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now I'm going to make some of you mad. Some of you right now that are carrying a gun concealed, you're already seeing some signs that you have the wrong concealed carry gun. And I will grant you this much of what makes for the right concealed carry gun or a good concealed carry gun is completely subjective. But much of what makes the right concealed carry gun is totally down to what's right for you. You hear all this talk about ergonomics and grip and feels, all this other stuff. Plenty of folks carry inexpensive pistols like the Taurus G2C. Lots of folks will carry a Glock 19, which is a standard in a lot of places. Plenty of people just fine toting a government frame 1911. At this point, if you want to commence the Glock versus the 1911 argument, well, I guess you could. But having said all of that, there's some universal signs that you may have the wrong concealed carry weapon gun. You may be asking, but Bill, what are these signs? Okay, let's have that conversation. But bear in mind that all of these can be, you know, overcome in some way, to some degree. But only so much can be done at a certain point. One thing about a concealed carry gun is you want to be able to draw it without it getting caught on your clothing. So everything needs to be tight and close to the frame and rounded in a perfect world. However, you do need sights that you can see. Now, unless you are exclusively using point shooting, sights that you can't see are a problem. Point shooting is a viable combat shooting method up to a point, but it isn't taught by many shooting instructors for the simple reason that the modern technique tends to work better. So if you can't see your sights well, you're going to have a harder time with accuracy. And that's what wins gunfights. Hits matter. We're like, you heard the old saw that speed's fine, but accuracy is final. You know, slow is fast, that kind of thing. Most self-defense shootings involving civilians, not police officers, not soldiers, civilians, take place up close and quickly. So you're going to need to be on target in a hurry. You need to shoot at greater than bad breath distances. Tiny, hard-to-see sights can make that more difficult. Your sights make a sight picture difficult. That takes time. You don't have a lot of time in the moment of truth. This can be fixed in many cases with a set of aftermarket replacement sights. But if you have trouble with the sights on your carry gun, this is a good sign. They or the gun needs to be replaced. You may be carrying the wrong caliber. Some of us can't, like the 40 caliber. I find the 40 caliber to be snappy. I find it to be snappier than the 10 millimeter in some cases. 45 ACP. Some people think that thuds. Some people think it hits hard. Whatever. If you can't shoot 45 ACP very well, then don't carry a gun that's chambered in that caliber. This could also mean that a gun chambered in 44 Magnum isn't a great concealed carry pistol for you, despite what you may have seen in the Dirty Harry movies. And besides that, even in Magnum Force, he admits that he actually uses a 44 Special because it gives better control under recoil than the 357 Magnum with wad cutters. One of the contributing factors to the FBI dumping the 10mm and why almost all police departments now issue 9mm as their standard duty weapon. Being able to control it, shoot it well. Everybody can shoot 9 well. 9 is cheap, effective, and easy, particularly with today's much more effective jacketed hollow points. If you don't run a gun well because of the caliber, then you should carry a gun. You shouldn't carry a gun in that caliber. You can switch to reduce recoil loads, like a 185 grain 45 ACP works very well. But it's better to have a gun that you can shoot well to start with. Your gun is too big for you, or it's too small for you. When you buy a bicycle, you have to get fitted for the bicycle. When you buy golf clubs, it helps if you get fit for the golf clubs. Buying a gun that is either too big or too small for your hand means you don't have the right fit. Proper fitment impacts how well you can shoot it. So you shouldn't have to reach too far to put your finger on the trigger face, nor should the trigger reach be too short. Your finger should reach the trigger shoe naturally, without any strain. One of the reasons that the 1911 platform stays so popular is because they're ergonomically excellent. Ditto CZ pistols. Glocks, on the other hand, Glocks have a 22-degree grip angle, and they're somewhat polarizing. You can make an almost-fitting pistol work with swappable back straps and thinner and thicker grip panels and sleeves and so on. But a concealed carry gun that fits you right will be the one that you're more likely to shoot well, something that's critical in a defensive gun use situation. If it doesn't fit, you should probably quit carrying that gun. If you're carrying a gun as your concealed carry weapon, you can't hit the broadside of a barn with it. Well, maybe you should ditch it. Most people find that there are some guns that seem to shoot more accurately, more easily than others, and they can be full-size. They might be compacts. They might even be subcompacts. So if you have to work hard to shoot it well and find that the other pistols aren't so much work, then you need to ditch your current weapon and get one you can run more easily. One of the reasons that the STI Staccato C is called the carry weapon of the year is because it feels like a much bigger gun. And you can shoot it really well. Everybody can shoot it really well. You're shooting a gun, and you're going and training with this gun, and you don't like shooting this gun. Well, believe it or not, there's actually guns out there that you can shoot that are both compact and pleasurable. Or, you know, pleasurable enough to handle and shoot. Since the handgun market for civilians is so large, because we're one of the few countries that deems civilians worthy of carrying a concealed pistol, you can easily find one that you can afford. Like the rest of your concealed carry gear, if your holster isn't comfortable and you can't train with it, you're going to find excuses not to carry. If you don't like your gun, you're going to find excuses not to train with it. Takes too much fiddling. It's one thing if you have a target pistol or a family heirloom or a beautiful barbecue gun that needs extra care to keep it in shooting condition from time to time. If your concealed carry weapon needs too much attention, it's just not going to be reliable. You need to carry something you can rely on to work. A gun that goes bang every time you pull the trigger. If your car broke down every other week, chances are you wouldn't have it for long. So with your carry gun that you're going to be resting your life on, how reliable do you want it to be? What do you think of all that? Are there any other telltale signs that you have the wrong concealed carry gun? We could just argue about the caliber. We, you know, the 45 is better than the 9. The 40 is better than the 45. The 10 is better than all of them. We could argue about the whole Glock versus 1911 thing again. Or we could just look at that and say it's been done to death. What it boils down to, like in your local area where I live, there's two gun ranges that you can rent guns at. And you can go and feel how that gun feels. Or maybe you know a friend that carries a weapon, and you could go with him and fire his weapon and see what you like about it. They range in price from the very, very reasonable to the very, very premium. I myself have no issue carrying a high premium gun to defend my life, because I want the high premium engineering. Some people call me crazy for that, but it just comes down to what you can shoot, how well you can shoot it, how well you can conceal it, that kind of thing. But if you don't have the right gun, and you're not carrying a gun because you don't have the right gun, you're defeating the whole purpose. You've wasted your time going to get a permit, all that other stuff. All that other stuff. Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.